For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be tuning back in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness, so make sure to set your dials. Looking forward to a great show today. We're going to be talking about some really important and, I think, probably two of the most popular topics that seem to circulate these days around the natural health industry. We're going to be talking about detoxification. So, I mean, we've covered that on the show today. We're going to be, recovering some of the old issues that we've discussed, but also taking some new angles on it. I have a wonderful special guest who has a lot of great insights into detoxification. And there's so much out there related to detoxification. There are tons of what I call detox in a box programs, where you get a bunch of supplements and you follow a specific diet. And for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, you do a detoxification program. And, you know, I do these in my practice at least 2 or 3 times a year with patients and with myself. And it really is such a great experience. And I believe that the experience of doing a good detoxification program goes far beyond just the actual detox that you get. There's a whole degree of detoxification that occurs from avoiding certain foods. And I'm not even sure I want to call it a traditional detoxification, like you have all these toxins being dumped, but what you don't have are toxins. You don't have toxins coming in from foods that may be allergenic or maybe inflammatory or irritating to somebody's system. And it forces people to really take a very close look at the food choices they're making and the things they're putting in their body. And it is such an incredible exercise. It's very rare that we have somebody finish one of these programs and they don't learn something fantastic about their body and how it responds to certain foods that they eat. Or I guess more importantly, you could say how it responds to foods that they don't eat, meaning people get these great improvements in, let's say, acid reflux, or their sleep improves, or their skin condition improves, or their mental focus improves. It's not necessarily because their brain fog was caused by a buildup of toxins. It may have been that their brain fog was being caused by the constant exposure to foods that were causing inflammation in their body. So the benefits of doing some of the programs that we're going to talk about today, I think, are really multifactorial. Yes, they do incorporate certain types of nutrients, herbs, and supplements that support the elimination of toxins from the body by encouraging the pathways of the liver to work more efficiently and the kidneys to work more efficiently and elimination from the gastrointestinal system, but they also support other ways of transformation in relation to health. Now, right in line with detox, we also have weight loss. One of the most important topics, probably one of the most sought after topics that people come in to talk to me about in my private practice. Everybody's looking to shed a few pounds, and detox and weight loss go very much hand in hand. A lot of times people will lose weight on a detoxification program. And the reality is that when you want to lose weight, sometimes people have trouble getting rid of weight because your body stores toxins in fat cells. And people's bodies can be very resistant to giving up that fat because as they lose the fat, they get increased exposure of toxins in their body. It's a protection mechanism that the body has to buffer itself from many of the toxins, environmental, primarily toxins that we're exposed to on a regular basis. And I've seen this. I've done before and after analyses, measuring toxins in the body before and then during aggressive weight loss programs when people are losing a half a pound to a pound a day. And after 15 to 20 days, you can see huge spikes in toxins on these testing because it's all being liberated from the adipose tissue. So detoxification and weight loss really go hand in hand. When we talk about the detoxification programs, we're going to be discussing foods that you might want to eliminate. Well, some people, just by the elimination of foods that are causing inflammation in their body, will lose weight without making any changes to their exercise regimen or their calorie intake. So this is an exciting topic. It's one that we're going to discuss today. We have on the phone with me Dr. Michael Jurgelwitz, and he is the Director of Clinical and Product Support at Designs for Health. He assists healthcare providers with technical aspects and clinical applications of the Designs for Health product line. He is the author of the weekly e-newsletter and contributor to the Designs for Health blog, as well as other professional publications. Dr. Jurgelwitz has been studying nutrition and wellness for the past 11 years. He has a bachelor's science degree in health and wellness, a bachelor's science degree in anatomy, and is a doctor of chiropractic. He is board certified in nutrition by the American Clinical Board of Nutrition and a diplomat of the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition. He is also an active member of the American Clinical Board of Nutrition's Examination Board. He specializes in functional medicine and the management of a variety of chronic health conditions. Dr. Jurgelwitz, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did a little brief intro. I'd love for you to kind of chime in on some of your thoughts about detoxification in general. And we'll sort of, you know, in these next couple segments, talk about lifestyle, ways to detoxify. We can cover some nutrients, some supplements. We can talk about some of these detoxification programs. But, you know, why don't you kind of start off by sharing with our listeners some of your opinions about detoxification and the need and the reason and the why and what excites you about it?
Sure. So, I mean, the concept that toxins accumulate in the body and are a cause of various health problems has been an essential part of healthcare around the world for quite a long time now. Environmental toxins are a global issue. More than 80,000 chemicals are introduced to the world each year. And the truth is our indoor environment's likely twice as polluted as our outdoor environment. And most people don't think about that. The average adult has roughly 700 different contaminants present in their body. And the average infant's born with more than 200 toxins. So these are things that we really can't avoid. So we live in an ever-increasing and toxic environment. We're exposed to pesticides, herbicides, certain chemical solvents, xenobiotics, industrial chemicals, that we get exposed through from the different foods that we eat, the water that we drink, and the air that we breathe. So when we think about detoxification, most people think of like just the liver. But it's important to realize that there's other parts of our body like the skin and kidneys and other things that play, other organs that play a role in detoxification as well. But when we think about liver detox, we think about phase one and phase two. And that's basically phase one is when the toxins are coming into the liver, and that's when we transform those toxins into something that's more water-soluble that can be carried through the blood so the liver can further process it. Now, before it goes to phase two, we have like an intermediate metabolite. In some cases, that can actually be more toxic than the original toxin itself. And in phase two, that's where it gets this intermediate metabolite actually gets converted or conjugated, so it completes the detoxification of phase one and then sends that toxin onto the kidney for elimination or the elimination via the GI tract. So it's important that you kind of touched on, there's lots of these detox programs that we see out there, and some of them could be juice cleanses, some of them could be fasting, and I think it's really important that the detox programs that no matter what the patient is on, that it really has a good amount of protein in it, and it definitely has nutrients, because there's been some studies that showed that is in little as 36 hours of fasting, there's a significant depression in detoxification pathways. So although people can necessarily feel good from initial fasting temporarily, three of your four conjugation pathways in phase two are actually protein dependent.
Sure.
So if you're not getting those key proteins, then you can actually be storing some of those toxins in the body. And then obviously when we think about nutrients in general, there's a significant body of evidence that supports the role of obviously diet and nutritional supplementation really helping maintain these detoxification pathways, especially when you're looking at like your sulfur containing aminos. And I also thought it was really important that you brought up, obviously, more of the elimination diet and food reactivity when it's in conjunction to detoxification or weight loss, because anytime you're doing detoxification, you're typically doing an elimination diet. And a lot of times people don't really realize the foods they're reactive to, because these aren't usually that traditional food allergy that they had the RAS test to their allergist with, but these tend to be really generalized and vague symptoms like fatigue, headaches, maybe joint and muscle pain, they may have some sort of skin rash or something, but these could just be lack of focus, concentration, or they have an inability to lose weight. And it's actually interesting because there was a study in obesity and weight loss therapy, and they did an elimination of people to IgG food sensitivities, and they were showing that when people eliminated their IgG food sensitivities, they were losing 1 to 2 pounds a week just from that alone.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously when you're looking at diet and when you're talking about toxicity and obviously even testing, when you were saying you're testing patients for different, whether it's heavy metals or other detoxification pathways, a lot of these things accumulate with us over time, and that stuff gets stored in the fat. So a lot of times if we can do things to help eliminate that, then the body can obviously function better, and you're going to get rid of a lot of those higher blood levels.
Sure. And, at the end of the day, I think what most people want out of detoxification, or why most people seek a detoxification program, is to feel better, and to feel well. Certainly there is this idea that we are exposed to a huge amount of toxins in our environment. And yes, indoor air is typically much more polluted than outdoor air, even in the most polluted cities in the United States, because we build our houses to be better sealed. We have all sorts of formaldehyde that off-gases and other chemicals that off-gas from most of the furniture we buy and the carpets that we have and the paints that we use have volatile organic chemicals and the bug sprays and the cleaning solutions. Goes on and on, and there are lots of ways that you can work with your home to improve indoor air quality. But really, it's about feeling good, and that's why these detoxification programs come all together with the diet and with different supplements and other good sources of protein. And yes, food can help with detox. The idea of juice fasting and water fasting and different types of fasts, I think they do have their utility in certain circumstances, but the idea is that your detoxification also has to match your lifestyle. And for most people, they don't have the option to, let's say, check out of life for a week to just get by on water or juice. And I don't necessarily think it's healthy for most people to try and maintain their daily regimen of waking up, getting the kids ready, working out, going to work, commuting back and forth, and doing their daily grind without giving their body any calories to run on doing one of these juice fasts or water fasts. I think they're much more applicable in a medical inpatient setting when people can have the time to rest and the downtime to relax and allow that degree of detoxification to occur. So I've never been a big fan of those because I don't think they fit people's lifestyles, whereas these other types of programs use very clean food, great sources of nutrients and detoxification nutrients that come from food and are found in the diet, in addition to some supportive supplements that also help the body. And people do feel great. When we come back from the break, Dr. Jogalwitz, let's talk about kind of some of the different nutrients that somebody may want to look for if they're trying to select one of these cleanse or detox programs, maybe some of the dietary recommendations that are commonly included. And then I'd love to share some of the experiences that I've had personally and that I've seen patients have in going through these processes, because the detoxification happens on so many different levels when you not only include the supplements, but you also include the lifestyle issues. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Just a quick mention, from now until April 30th, there is a big sale at the Village Green. It's the Earth Day sale, and it includes 25% off of all personal care products. So these are top quality natural personal care products like Dr. Hoshka's and Laguna and Derma-E and some of the most popular ones in the store. Which is a great topic to tie to this issue, because I'm sure, Dr. Drogowicz, you could explain to people how one of the sources of toxins that people are exposed to is by everything they put on their skin, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of toxins that are in body cleaning products and deodorants and moisturizers and makeup removers and makeup and moist creams and all of these things, it is phenomenally huge how many different toxins are in there. And these are some big ones: phthalates, BPAs, all of these things that we know are endocrine disruptors and cause a lot of problem that people spend a lot of time trying to detoxify from when they have a health issue that comes up. So in this segment, Dr. Drogowicz, who is my special guest, he's the Director of Clinical and Product Support at Designs for Health. He's a licensed chiropractor, as well as a certified in nutrition by the American Clinical Board of Nutrition and a diplomat of the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition. He's been involved in the health and wellness industry for the last 11 years. So let's talk about some basic kind of broad strokes, Dr. Drogowicz, on what we want to look for in some products when we're doing a detoxification. Some of these will be familiar for people, but some of them won't.
Well, like I said in the previous segment, I think it's good to have a high-quality protein source, just because that's going to – because obviously what I said before with really the detoxification pathways are going to depress after 36 hours of fasting. But when you're looking at your conjugation pathways, specifically your sulfation, glycine, and glutathione, those three are, you know, going to be dependent upon protein.
The amino acids particularly.
Yeah,
are the, exactly. Sort of the building blocks.
So you're going to typically want, you know, a quality protein source, just because you're going to want those sulfur containing aminos. So that's definitely going to be something that's good. And you're going to want to take some sort of quality protein that doesn't have any, obviously, artificial sweeteners like so many have out there. Mm-hmm. And then something that's typically going to be hyperallergenic for that patient. So, I mean, there's lots of different proteins, whether it's whey, pea, beef proteins, different things that, may be good for one patient, may not be for someone else. For example, like even though whey has such a great branched-chain amino acid profile, there's lots of people that have sensitivities to whey, and they can't really use it. So that's obviously going to be something as well. And I think when you're looking at different products, I mean, when we think about detoxification, like really everyone could benefit from a detoxification program, but not everyone's doing it. And I think part of the problem is most of the programs out there are very complicated or difficult to follow, or the products may not taste that good. So typically you get patients that can't really be compliant with it, and you don't really get the results. So I think it's really important to find, you know, good quality products that have the nutrients that they need, but also something they can be compliant with so they get the benefits of the program. And then obviously we're looking at, I would say, like your greens, like a Reggie or fruit blend. Those powders are good because they're going to really give you some alkalizing nutrients that provide antioxidant support and really metabolic support. For different fibers, that's going to help, obviously, with just gut health, but it's also going to help, you know, keep that satiety up, and then really just help with short-chain fatty acids in the stool. Calcium D-glucarate's a great nutrient as well. That's going to help with your glucuronidation pathway, so that's going to help with aiding the liver and detoxification and really supporting a healthy hormone metabolism and clearance of your excess hormones through that glucuronidation pathway. So we have to keep in mind that, you know, in liver detoxification, many substances that we come in contact, like, for example, xenobiotics and these pollutants and excess estrogens from like BPA, plastics, things like that. So calcium D-glucarate is really an essential part of the detoxification process and really recycling some of these potentially harmful environmental toxins and really excess estrogenic hormones while also promoting liver detoxification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are some great nutrients to review. When we talk about protein powders, I mean, usually the structure of these detoxes, there are some modifications that you make in your diet that sort of reduce your intake of really heavy proteins or things that are very heavy and difficult to digest, with the idea that if you reduce the strain on the digestive system and you reduce the amount of heavier proteins that your liver has to process, because basically everything that you eat, as soon as it goes into your GI system, it enters the bloodstream, and the first place everything goes before it gets distributed, anything that you consume orally, it goes to your liver to be processed. So if you can reduce some of the burden on your liver, you can allow that organ to do a better job to process some of the other toxins. So this is why it's really important to be also using a good, clean source of a protein powder, typically with these detox programs, in an effort to provide you with the amino acids that are easily available with very little digestive work that support these important detoxification pathways in the liver. So we talked about, you know, some different options. Most detoxification diets were eliminating dairy products because it's a very highly reactive food. So whey protein is not ideal. Most of them also are eliminating egg products. So there are some egg protein powders out there on the market, also not ideal. We really want to try and find something as hypoallergenic as possible. And usually that boils down to rice proteins, which is a common one used in these type of programs. But you have to be very careful about rice protein because rice has high levels of arsenic. And so you have to confirm with the manufacturer that they independently test their batches of rice protein powder for any arsenic content. And if they can't guarantee that they do, you don't want to take it. Another one that's become really popular is pea protein, because pea is fairly hypoallergenic. And if processed correctly, it can have a very nice amino acid profile, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, and again, different things will have different flavors. Looking for one that doesn't have any artificial sweeteners, looking for one that has a minimum amount of gums and thickening agents, because people can be reactive to those. Something as clean as possible. And then, you talked about the nutrients. What kind of things, we've sort of talked about it a little bit, but what are the basic constructs, Dr. Jurgowitz, of the dietary component of a detoxification program?
Well, I mean, it comes down to doing more of like an elimination diet. And a lot of the programs that are out there will have some sort of guidebook of optimal food choices, maybe some sample recipes, things like that. But you're typically going to be eating like your lean proteins from typically organic sources, and then fruits and vegetables, typically no grains. And if there's going to be grains consumed, it's typically going to be something more like rice, because that tends to be one of the least from an allergenic standpoint. But obviously, just from my own experience, when doing a lot of food sensitivity testing, I probably see like 90% of people reactive to egg, dairy, and gluten. So if people just eliminate those three, which is typically eliminated on these detoxification programs, they're going to see huge results just with that as far as calming down inflammation in the gut. So that's some of the basic stuff as far as the dietary is concerned. I mean, obviously, there's other things that people can use to support detoxification on the side, like infrared saunas, things like that, that people may do in conjunction with some healthcare providers. But with our type of program that we have here, we kind of revamped one of our old programs, and it's called the Paleo Cleanse Plus. And it's really convenient, and we've had a lot of great feedback from a compliance standpoint, because this time a lot of times you have to buy like several canisters of something or several bottles. You're taking stuff at different times. But this is something that was all packaged into one box, where you were typically getting the individual shake packets together, your individual pill packets together, and this makes it really easy for patients to, with their busy lifestyle at work, to really do these things. But you're typically having anywhere from, two shakes a day coupled with maybe one meal, or sometimes two shakes and a meal and multiple snacks, or you can have two meals with that. But you're typically not going to be eating a ton of food, but by no means is this supposed to be like a starvation diet either. I mean, if someone's right. hungry at any time, realistically, these guide books are really designed as like a framework. And if someone's hungry, or let's say you have an athlete who needs to maintain their body weight, I mean, they still may eat like two or three meals and then have the two shakes. But they're really doing more of an elimination diet and making sure that they're not eating processed food, packaged foods, that sort of thing, and just really clean, nutrient-dense foods.
Yeah, and that's what I really want many people to understand, and one that many people don't understand. You don't have to starve yourself in order to do a good detoxification program. You can still get good detoxification while meeting your normal caloric needs, and that's true if you're active, if you're an athlete, if you're training. You can still do these programs and benefit, and it's really a program if it's designed correctly. And I'm a big fan of the Designs for Health program. I use it in my office, and we've had phenomenal feedback from patients because of the taste, the ease of use, the compliance issues, and the effectiveness. People aren't hungry if they structure it properly, and that's how it should be. Now, detox happens on many levels, right? Because not only are we eliminating inflammatory things from our diet, right? So we've sort of taken out maybe possible food allergies like eggs or dairy or a gluten issue or a soy issue, which is helpful. And then we're adding in these different types of nutrients that support detoxification. But in addition, you're pretty much not having any sugar on these cleanses, or very low levels of sugar. And one thing that people oftentimes experience some detoxification from is a shift in their body's microflora as they eliminate sugar. Do you find that that's often a case?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's, huge too, with just, doing an elimination diet, and because so many people have sugar, or the artificial sweeteners they may be getting in their products that they don't realize on some of these packaged ones, that alters the microflora. And then since they're doing elimination diet and they're getting more strict, they tend to eat more fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. which is going to increase their short-chain fatty acids, which is going to in turn increase their beneficial bacteria. So we're going to have a lot of benefits on, not just improved digestion and increased energy and things, but we also have to think about, gut health. I mean, that's 80% of our immune system. So a lot mm-hmm. of people with these autoimmune conditions or just lower immune function, it's really like a good reset for the body.
Yeah, and everybody experiences these things differently. So typically they're broken down into either 14 or 21 day programs, and you're using these protein shakes a couple times a day, typically augmented with one to two meals. Snacks are allowed, and you have a very clean diet. I have found that people experience things very differently. Maybe they feel really good for the first couple days, or most these do advocate the elimination of coffee. So sometimes in those first few days, people can have some headaches as they sort of have the caffeine withdrawal. Then they may have a few days of feeling good. But typically most people who haven't done a detox will have a period of time where they actually don't feel so great. They actually feel worse. They maybe have headaches, or they have flu-like symptoms. They maybe have a rash. They have something going on. Dr. Drogowitz, can you explain why that occurs typically at some point in a lot of these cleanses?
Yeah, I'm really happy you brought that up, because just with my role at Designs for Health is You know, obviously, if a patient has a reaction to a product, I'm typically the first contact for them, even though they may be working with the practitioner. So, and a lot of times it's not really the product that they're having a reaction to. It's just that sometimes people's bodies are just very toxic or they're very sensitive to something. And that's why it's important that when people do a detoxification program, it's important that they just don't try to research something on the internet and do it on their own. And they really work with a healthcare provider, because a lot of times when they address some of their symptoms or concerns with their doctor, they can modify things for them, and then they may and then they can really continue on and get the benefits of the program. And a perfect example I'd like to share is a lot of times you get patients who may start a detox right away, and they can be – maybe they have some chronic conditions, but they tend to get besides constipation, they can get things like lightheadedness or dizziness and things like that. And they get concerned, but then you start to go over with them like what exactly they're doing, and they may not be getting enough food. Mm-hmm. And you know, some of the shakes on these programs, you know, aren't really high caloric, even though they're really nutrient dense. And a lot of times people can get like a reactive hypoglycemia, since so many people have metabolic syndrome, dysglycemic issues. So a lot of times by just having them introduce some snacks, or maybe if they need more calories from a carbohydrate standpoint, maybe adding like a organic sweet potato or a yam, something like that, just to give them more calories, a lot of these symptoms can go away. So I think the importance really is these programs are really good guidelines, but it's really working with their practitioner, with their own individuality and their own health issues, and working how you can improve them and adjust it for them, because we all have our own biochemical individuality. And even though tons and tons of people don't have reactions to these things, there's some people that do, and in those cases, they really need to work with someone who really understands these things and can help them with that. And then obviously, in people that are very sensitive stuff, sometimes before they start a detox, they may benefit from just doing some sort of some sulfur-containing amino acids that are going to kind of upregulate their phase 2 detoxification first, to just reduce some of those detox symptoms, and it's going to kind of prime them. Because sometimes people start a detox and their phase 1's going, but they don't have adequate enough support for their phase 2 right away, and that's where they can get some of those symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say, on my estimations, about 30% of people that I put through it need some sort of customization because of, you know, some hypoglycemia, or it's just not quite tuned up right. But when we tune up the ingredients in their shake and when we tune up their diet, everything starts going really smooth. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Jurgelwitz, let's sort of finish up the conversation around detox and transition into weight loss. It's obviously a really popular topic right now. And again, I think they do go very well together. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. You can also go online and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by visiting www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on it, it will take you to our archive show section. Also, just a quick reminder, through April 30th, you can save 25% on all personal care products at the Village Green Apothecary. It is our Earth Day sale, so make sure to take advantage of that. Today, we've been talking with Dr. Mike Jurgelwitz. He is the Director of Clinical and Product Support at Designs for Health. He is a chiropractic doctor, and he's been in the health and wellness industry for over 11 years, earning a wealth of knowledge related to supplements, nutrition, health, and wellness in general. In the last couple segments, we've been covering detoxification and some of these different detoxification programs. I call them kind of detox in a box programs, and I do find them to be incredibly valuable personally. In my life, and I found them to be incredibly valuable in the times when I share them with the patients in my practice. And I think it was last in February, we did one and we had about 40 people in the practice all do it together at the same time. And it was a wonderful experience. People were supporting each other. People were posting recipes and people were sharing their experiences, including myself and my staff. And it was a great experience for everyone. And we happened to use the Designs for Health product, which is the Paleo Cleanse. Maybe Dr. Jurgelwitz, you could explain a little bit about some of the quick highlights on the Designs for Health product, because I think it is formulated quite nicely.
Sure. So the program is called the Paleo Cleanse Plus Detoxification Program, and this comes in either a 14-day or a 21-day kit. And it's really detoxification simplified. It's convenient. So it's very high compliance with patients. So it consists of one single powder packet and one capsule packet that you would take two times per day. So it comes with a step-by-step guide for an easy-to-follow food plan. Each shake is going to contain 18 grams of protein, and that's going to come from a hyperallergenic protein source, non-GMO North American yellow peas. It has an excellent amino acid profile, and it tastes great. So this shake also has specific multivitamins and minerals for detoxification enzyme support as well. And we actually add it in this more updated detoxification program, a veggie and fruit blend, which is going to give that antioxidant and metabolic support. And then we added some glucomannan, which is a fiber that's going to really help, you know, improve society. There's the calcium D-glucarate, which I pointed out a previous segment about just as important liver detoxification and really supporting healthy hormone metabolism and clearance of those excess hormones. And one of the interesting things that we added to this as far as the pills is we actually put in a digestive enzyme that's designed to break down protein. And this is really going to help with any sort of GI discomfort people can get. But this is a proprietary blend of proteases that really helps break down the digestion and absorption from protein supplements. So when we think about it, 99% of these peptides are responsible for GI discomfort. A lot of times when people are taking protein shakes, so and that gets associated with this undigested protein because, you know, protein supplements pass through the stomach more quickly than solid foods do, which means there's less time for digestion. So many patients, you know, have poor or suboptimal digestion to begin with, and as a result, they're not really getting that full benefit of some of the protein. So when you get some of this undigested protein, not only are you going to get, you know, reduced protein absorption, but many experience GI discomfort like gas and bloating. So you know, in addition, you can have, you know, gut inflammation leading to food sensitivities as well. So it's important to, you know, have some sort of enzyme to kind of help with that. And, you know, most programs don't have something like that. And then we also have some sulfur-containing amino acids in the pill packet as well. That's free of your herbals and minerals and B vitamins that would more upregulate your phase one. Mm-hmm. So it's really designed to upregulate that phase two and reduce detox symptoms that a lot of times people see with other detoxification programs.
Yeah, and I had a great experience with it. It was a really nice opportunity to completely clean up the diet, eliminate all the things that I didn't want in my diet, and that was done. We did that in the beginning of February, and still now, however many months later, 2.5 months later, I still am adhering to many of the dietary changes that I incorporated during the cleanse and am much happier and more energetic and feeling better as a result. So it's an exercise in modifying your diet and an exercise in supporting some of these detox processes in your body. Now, as we can talk about, Dr. Drogowicz, we were going to discuss weight loss. I mean, certainly transitioning, people usually always invariably lose some weight during detox, but what concepts do we want to start introducing when we transition this conversation from detoxification more specifically to weight loss, which is popular right now? Spring is coming, clothes are getting skimpier, and everybody wants to start getting in shape and looking good.
Well, I think a detox program is really a great way to kickstart a new weight loss program, and really just transitioning off that. It's one of those things. Many people actually really know how to lose weight, but the reason we have programs and things like that is because many really like the support of something that's structured, because it takes a lot of that planning out. So. It's really important. I think when you're transitioning off a detox program, there's obviously going to be some nutrients that are going to be more supporting with detoxification and pathways like that. But when we're thinking about weight loss, this is one of those things we want to make sure people are getting enough, you know, nutrient-dense foods. I mean, a lot of times calories is not necessarily an issue. It's just they're not getting – it's more the malnutrition of the affluent. You typically get a lot of these executives and such that are just eating lots of food, and they're getting, I should say, caloric-dense food but not nutrient-dense foods.
Right.
And I think when you're really eating nutrient-dense foods, sometimes people actually need to eat more food to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking at really just an overall weight loss program, now we have to think about, you know, besides, you know, really having quality protein for your meals, and we're going to be shifting stuff to maybe things that are going to play more role with hormone support, you know, metabolic functions as far as like carbohydrate metabolism, fatty acid metabolism, things like that, and some mitochondrial things. So things that can really help support blood sugar metabolism, fat loss, and gut health.
Yeah, those are all great concepts, and weight loss can come from many different ways. I mean, typically the approach is, you know, as you know, Dr. Drogowicz, everybody just says, well, calories in equals calories out. The only way you're going to lose weight is if you reduce calories. And the problem with that is I think it's, number one, really old science. I think that, you know, to some degree in certain people with certain metabolisms at certain ages do need to be calorie conscious. But generally speaking, calorie reduction diets don't last and don't create sustainable weight loss because invariably people start consuming more calories again. So I always believe that the first attempt in weight loss is restructuring your diet to take advantage and basically manipulate in a beneficial way the hormones that primarily drive weight gain and also weight loss. So we're talking about insulin, we're talking about leptin, we're talking about these hormones that play a huge role in how our body signals fat storage and fat loss. In addition, food elimination and food allergies can cause so much weight gain and bloating. I have people that are so stuck with weight loss. They've, you know, we've worked in every angle to try and optimize their physiology, whether it's through optimizing their thyroid hormones or their adrenal function or their sleep or their energy, and they're still so stuck with their weight loss. some of these patients, when you put them on a very, very clean hypoallergenic diet, weight just falls off. And it's not a calorie-restricted diet. In fact, as you talked about, it may be more calorie dense because we may have them eating more protein sources. We may have them eating more higher fat foods that are good quality sources of fat, like avocados, which most people with weight loss are terrified of. But there's no inflammation and the weight literally just falls off of them. So, I mean, have you found that to be the case as well?
Definitely. I mean, I think a lot of people, even though some people may reduce their carbohydrates, which will definitely help to a certain degree, a lot of them aren't getting enough of the really healthy fats, like you mentioned, and like avocados, for example, and just some of these other types of, you know, their omega-3s and things like that are going to really help with their overall metabolic function.
Sure. And certainly, as you just mentioned, I mean, the elimination of carbohydrates is probably one of the key issues associated with weight loss, because carbohydrates and sugars are the primary signaling chemicals, or the primary signaling food sources for insulin release. And insulin is our body's strongest signal for storing excess energy as fat, which is why when many people go on a carbohydrate-restricted diet, and it's gone by many names, it's gone by the Atkins diet, it's gone by the South Beach diet, it's gone by the Zone diet, now it's going by the Paleo diet, they're all basically have a very similar thread. They're all low-carbohydrate diets, and when you eliminate carbohydrates, you eliminate that blood sugar spikes, those blood sugar crashes, those insulin surges, which ultimately trigger your body to store the energy from those carbohydrates as fats. So that's a great first step for so many people, is to just start reducing carbohydrate consumption. And then, you know, we can start building on that as well. When we come back from the break, Dr. Drogowicz, I'd like to sort of talk a little bit more about some weight loss issues. And we can certainly also talk about some nutrients that can be helpful in supporting weight loss if somebody's going to embark on one of these cleanses and is hoping to maximize their weight loss, or they're looking to go on a type of diet that's supporting weight loss. What can they do from a nutrient supplement standpoint to support their body in that process? So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling, or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we've been talking with Dr. Mike Drugelwitz about detoxification, detoxification programs, and in these last couple segments, we're covering some issues around weight loss. We talked about in the last segment some of the different types of dietary changes that can be associated with weight loss. Dr. Drugelwitz, I'd love for you to kind of chime in with any of your thoughts around lifestyle and dietary changes that you've seen be particularly effective for weight loss, and then maybe we can transition and discuss in the last few minutes that we have here some different nutrients that we've seen be very helpful, or that you've seen be very helpful for supporting weight loss.
Sure. I mean, I think it's important that there's a lot of patients that are trying to lose weight. Most of them, to some degree, have metabolic syndrome or some degree of insulin resistance. And when you're looking at a weight loss program, obviously, there's lots of things we see out there now. You see a lot of things advertised, like the intermittent fasting diets, the warrior diet, which is like a variation of that, carb backloading. So they all have a lot of very similar concepts. And there's some actually more recent research that has been shown, too, that, you know, insulin sensitivity tends to be really strong between like 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. So that's kind of like a nice magic window if people are going to have more carbohydrates, to have it then and not so much early in the morning, especially because most people who are going to work a lot of times are going to sitting behind a computer in the morning and things like that, where they're just going to be signaling their body to store more fat if they have all these carbohydrates in the morning. So it doesn't mean you can't have them, but I would make sure they're more from, like, you know, your vegetables and, you know, eating your healthy fats and nuts, that sort of thing. But I think, you know, gut health can't be, you know, more important when we're thinking about weight loss, especially looking at insulin sensitivity. But you were talking about food sensitivities. I think that's one of the most important things. And if patients aren't working with a practitioner that's doing any sort of testing that way, or it's being cost prohibitive, they can't do that type of testing, I would simply, you know, avoid dairy, gluten, and egg, just from what I've seen on a lot of tests. But it was actually interesting because I was actually at a probiotic conference recently, and they were showing the patients who with insulin sensitivity or type 2 diabetes, really just changing their microflora, the insulin resistance was going away. Mm-hmm. So it was just showing how huge, I mean, some different species of bacteria have, you know, a higher caloric extraction of food than others do. So that plays a huge role with it. So when we're thinking about the different lifestyle things that people can do, I mean, we're talking about, besides the diet and besides, obviously, some of the supplements that can help support that and enhance things, it's important that people are really doing, you know, exercise in forms of, you know, either types of high-intensity cardio or intervals of cardio that are going to get their hormones up, or weight training, because all these things kind of go hand-in-hand together and just going to help that much more. But when we're talking about, you know, the diet and what things to eat, it should mainly be more of that Paleolithic diet that can assist mainly of, you know, fish, your grass-fed, raised meats, vegetables, fruit, nuts, and eggs are a good source if people know they don't have any issues with it. I just see a ton of people that have problems with it. So, but that's some of the main stuff more from a dietary standpoint. And we obviously have a paleo cleanse, or I should say a paleo meal plus lean body program, which is a way to people that they can transition from a detox, or they can just do as a standalone weight loss program. And this is something that's really convenient and set up in a box as well, that comes in like a 14-day program, but it's something that people can do, you know, after they're done. They can keep continuing if they like after that. And a lot of times when people do a detox, they say, I feel great, what else can I do? And this is a perfect program for that. But some of the highlights on the Paleo Meal Plus is we kept the same paleo, we would actually use the Paleo Meal Dairy Free, which is still the pea protein. And we have, it's our normal paleo meal, so it's going to have all those vitamins and minerals that a meal would have. But in addition to, we added extra fiber to that. And that's going to really help, like how I was talking about gut health, not only controlling appetite and feeling more full, but it's also going to help stimulate the production of short-chain fatty acids in the small intestine, which is going to really help increase beneficial bacteria, which is going to, you know, play a role with blood sugar metabolism, gut health, and fat loss. So that's going to be the component. It's going to have a step-by-step guide in there as well. as far as really giving examples of sample menus and things like that. But then the support packets in this case are really three formulas that we have that are going to support healthy metabolism. It's going to reduce food cravings. It's going to decrease healthy cortisol levels. So it's going to have some addressing on the adrenals, which is a huge, stress is huge with weight loss, and then help stabilize blood sugar levels and burn fat. So we have three products, Carnitine Synergy, Endotrim, and Thermo EFX, and they're all included in this program. And the Thermo EFX, I guess I'll start with real quick, give a little bit of a highlight on it. But it's really to help increase your it's really designed to support healthy weight loss by increasing the body's metabolic rate safely. And one of the big key ingredients in there is actually a trademarked ingredient, Advantra Z, which is it's a bitter orange extract. And most people, if you're familiar with bitter orange, and you're one of those people that have been in the gym and you've seen a lot of these sports supplements, bitter orange was used a long time, probably I remember like 10 years ago when there was all the issues with ephedra and it got banned. Yeah. They needed something to replace it with, and they were putting this bitter orange in there, and it was pretty much doing the same thing as far as being very stimulating, and you got that same kind of, you know, increased heart rate and blood pressure from it. But the interesting thing is this is a trademarked ingredient, so it's the only bitter orange extract that has been standardized and purified to contain only P-synephrine without M-synephrine, and the M-synephrine is the actual ingredient that has those undesirable side effects such as increasing blood pressure and heart rate. So you're not going to see that with this product. So, I mean, I just want people to realize when they think of the bitter orange that it doesn't stimulate those beta-3 cell receptors. I mean, it stimulates the beta-3 cells and not really those alpha-1 and 2 and the beta-1 and 2 to have those negative effects on the metabolism. And we also put in a couple antioxidants and bioflavonoids that have been shown, like hesperidin and Norigen, which actually has been shown to increase those thermogenic properties. So, and then obviously a green tea extract that's a standardized form and it's decaffeinated. Mm-hmm. So these are things that aren't going to be stimulating, and they're going to stimulate the thermogenesis or increase metabolic rate without having that stimulant like property like caffeine would have, or some of these other stimulants out there.
Yeah, so which is important. Many people can suppress their appetite by using, weight loss supplements that have a lot of caffeine or that are stimulants, but they're not safe. They're not healthy. They don't produce a good end result. Something like this, you really want to make sure that if you're supporting metabolism, you're doing it in a way that's not overly stimulating to the body, because you're just not looking for appetite suppression. You're looking for the stimulation of metabolism.
And then the two other things that we put in there was a separate capsule of carnitine, which is really going to help transport fat into the mitochondria, where it can be burned and converted to energy. So there's lots of studies that have been showing carnitine, and even subjects that aren't deficient in carnitine, to really increase their fat-burning properties. And then the last thing was Endotrim, which is more of a comprehensive endocrine and metabolic support formula to really help modulate, insulin, leptin, and cortisol, and just some of the key things in there. Like we put American ginseng to help with cortisol balance, along with some other minerals like chromium, vanadium, and zinc. They're all going to really help with insulin sensitivity. We have some activated B vitamins in there for optimal, mitochondrial function and metabolism, as well as like your N-acetyltyrosine to support thyroid health and obviously your proper catecholamine balance. And we also put a little bit, so the addition of GABA really helped make it unique by addressing the element of craving control. So
sure.
three products we coupled in with our Lean Body program to really support many of these aspects that people have to really help them lose weight.
Yeah, that was a really great overview, and I think it's important, to note that it will take changes to your diet, it'll take increase in exercise, and modifications of what you're doing from a lifestyle perspective to really create weight loss, and these supplements will work in conjunction with that to maximize your efforts. So Dr. Jurgelwitz, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We really appreciate you being here and sharing all this great information with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero signing out for the day. Don't forget to tune in next week, Sunday 10 to 11, for the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm wishing you all the best of health until then. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.